Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Believers, we have got a hell of a midseason finale to talk to you about, and we may or may not have a very familiar face, so stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What up, my guys?
This was the exact right choice. I always wonder if the music choice is gonna work out. You nailed it, guys. You nailed it. Guys, this is the Lucha Underground After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. As you can see, we are all together, and we are joined by a very, very familiar face. Guys, you've seen her every single week since week one. Since the very first, I don't know if you can say that about anyone else on the show. Mm-mm. But guys, please welcome the very lovely, very talented Miss Melissa Santos.
Hi, guys. Hi.
Thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Of course.
Yeah.
Can we just get like a low level of X throughout the entire...
Hell yeah.
Throughout the entire episode.
I'll give you X.
He's going to give it to us.
Oh, wow.
Well, guys, my name is Ty Matthews. Y'all can find me on social media at Ty Matthews PMA. Joining me, as always, my trusty crew. She's the very, very talented. You can find her on Snarled, or you can find her on social media at Rachel Sam Evans or Rachel Sam Vans. Depends on how your brain works. Guys, this is Rachel Evans.
Hi, everybody. Hello. So happy. This is going to be a good one.
You got it.
I can feel it in my bones.
That might have been your best intro ever.
Yeah, I said all the words I meant to say.
Yes. You really did.
In one sentence.
Don't jinx it now.
You're right.
Two Rachels left.
Hi.
The very, very talented in his own right, documentarian, historian, wrestling fan, extraordinaire. You might know him as Jimbo in the Booth. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jimbo Frank.
Hi, let's start the show.
Absolutely.
Yes, let's do this.
We've got this is a mid-season finale.
Uh-huh.
And we've got so much to talk about.
Oh, my
goodness gracious.
Before we get into season 3, episode 19, Gods Among Men, we, of course, Melissa's here. We've got to know how your involvement with Lucha Underground and with the Temple first came about.
I'll make it quick.
Sure.
I did a little bit of wrestling, so it's a little bit. I trained with WOW.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Super gimmicky and fun, and it. I never thought I would do anything like that. I mean, I wrestled with my brothers when I was a little girl, but and of course, you know, I was not aware of like the indie world of wrestling and all this other world that exists outside of like WWE. So I was like, okay, cool. So at the time, I came out to LA to act and do all that. I act, dance, and sing. There I am, putting myself over. What's going on? But that's what I came out here to do. And then I ended up, you know, my agent calling me and going, "Hey, do you want to wrestle? It's like WWE." And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm super athletic. Like I've been an athlete my whole life." And so I was like, "Oh, okay, cool. Let's give it a try." And I fell in love with it. I took a bump and I was like, "Oh my god, this is awesome."
Oh,
I was
well,
like,
that's
this
a good
is
reaction.
Crazy. I know, it's nuts, right?
It's a great
and
way
then,
to
and then a billion more came after that, and then I wasn't, like, too excited about it anymore. I was, yeah, it hurts, but I learned to, I fell in love with something that I just had no idea I was going to end up doing, like, being such a huge part of. So then that didn't take off right away, and then I got a phone call for Lucha Underground, and they said they needed a ring announcer, and I'm like, cool, I can do that, but that maybe she needed to also take a bump, and I was like, yeah, I remember, I could do that, and it's been a while, but I can do that too, and I auditioned with, I think maybe like 15 or 20 other girls, wow. And then, I know, yeah, it was, and they made me come back like 3 times, Eric, if you're watching this, torturing me into Joseph. And at the end, I remember just like I'm like, "Look, I live really far away. Are you guys going to, like, pick me? Because I'm the only girl." I literally told them, and I left that place going, "Oh, well, I'm going to get, no one's picking me." I don't even know why I said that. But I really felt like I could do all those things that they needed me to do. And I was willing to learn. So I'm like, really, I was really open to it, and no other girl sitting in that waiting room was gonna like be able to handle, I feel like, the wrestling environment, because it's very different than any other television. All what I was seeing was hosts, mm-hmm. you know? So I was like, oh, okay, I can do this. And then when I started Lucha, that was something completely different. You know, that was just, ring announcing is something completely different. So, yeah.
They should have just had Marty just creeping in the
I know. Room. Yeah.
Can you handle it?
We'll get to Marty. Those people.
Do we have to go?
Yes, we do.
The answer to that
He's
is
not
absolutely.
Here, is he?
The answer to that is yes.
He's not here.
Guys, Marty, come on in.
No.
The ceiling comes down.
No.
Just pops up.
Hey, guys.
I'm sweating.
He flies down.
You're flying now, Marty?
You hadn't done any sort of like ring announcing for any other sports or anything like that?
No, I had done like a lot of like commercial work. I've used my voice in different ways. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I sang and stuff, but never ring announcing. That was just different. Very, very different. And it was really intimidating at first. So,
well,
and it still is, but it was really at first.
Right.
Like, oh, God, what the heck is going on?
You have such a like specific style of ring announcing, too, that I haven't seen with anybody else. So I think that probably helped you not having a ring announcing background because you brought something completely new to it.
Absolutely.
I started researching and like looking and just watching like everyone that I could watch ring announcing. And I'm like, okay. I mean, everything just sounds very similar, and then I noticed that certain people love like certain ring announcers, like Lillian, mm-hmm. and she's super sweet, and that. But that's just her, also, as well. I mean, she's great at what she does, but mm-hmm. there's just something about her that you just want to keep like being around. And I had the pleasure of actually meeting her, so I was like, okay, I was right, you know. So, but there was no real like way of learning how to mm-hmm. like do it. There's not like a school. You're like, oh, go ring announce school,
Michael,
and then
Michael
it's really
Buffer,
about the ring announcer.
Ring announcer.
I know, there isn't.
Right.
There isn't. And so I guess being a very dramatic Latina and growing up in a household full of really loud Latin people, it just like helped me, I guess. My mom even said to me, she's like, see, look, you scream in the microphone and me screaming at you growing up was your training, so you're welcome. I was like, my mom,
time's up that circle.
Right. Thank you, mom, thank you. Taking credit for everything. But yeah, it was like, it was just like practicing it. And then I had a lot of help also on set with, you know, different people that I felt like just gave me solid advice, like Vampiro and like Stryker and just people that I felt like, because I didn't want to take in too much advice from everyone.
Right.
I just wanted like specific people. And yeah, I mean, even Marty the ref, I mean, just it, but that's the way it is at Lucha Underground. It's a family. So like, I was like, okay, I can trust these people. And right from the beginning, I was like, okay, cool. I'm gonna get better. I don't want to watch the first episode because I was freaking out. I'm not gonna lie on the inside.
Right, you're one of the very first things we see. Episode one.
Yeah. So, but it's been a ride. I love it.
Right, and we're already halfway through season three.
Yeah,
that's pretty nuts.
But I hate the mid-season finale.
Me too.
It's like,
me
what
too.
Happened? Like,
we got a lot to discuss. We
let's
got a lot
talk about that.
We got a lot to talk about. Let's. Yeah. We'll talk about the episode. We'll make detours. We'll get there.
Yes.
So we start, as we so often do, with Dario Cueto, La Jefe, in his office.
Having a drink with the renegade.
Having a drink with the renegade, with Mr. Delgado himself, talking about a certain machine wearing the gauntlet that he wore in the Best of Five series,
mm-hmm.
how the power is consuming him, how it's all kind of part of this plan that they have.
Yes.
You had thoughts on this, Rachel.
Well, that was my thought.
Mm-hmm.
You said it.
You got it.
No, it's, there was like a twist of words where they were like, oh yeah, it's like an all-consuming power, and then Dario was like, well, the power is consuming him. And then I paused it and I went, what does that mean?
And they said that before too long there'll be nothing more than men against gods. So we got a little bit of the backstory of this gauntlet, kind of how now Cage will be used as this host body for this god, much in a similar way as Matanza.
And we'll talk about this later, but like, mm-hmm. You definitely see it in this episode.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
A change.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
But we're not done.
It's so bad.
With El Jefe's office.
Also, Dario said that the gods owed them gratitude.
Right. For finding them host bodies, I imagine.
Hey, what does that mean? Quick question.
Your thoughts?
Gosh, there's so, I mean, that's the creativity of Lucha Underground. I mean, I can't even tell you. I mean, even I mean, I could get fired if I told you.
So you can't.
Right. But even if
so
I...
So go on.
Yeah. No. So, do you guys have a job here for me?
I mean, I think there's 14 other girls out there just dying for that.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, I'll take a bump. it can mean so much. I mean, there is... I feel I would be terrified of the gauntlet if it was on my hand.
Sure.
The way I see it is... you can lose yourself in it. It's a bit of a drug in a sense, but that's what Dario does. He infects people. That's his job.
Dario doesn't love drugs. He loves drugs.
I don't know what's in that mug or what it is, but the moment he's all powerful, you know. So I feel like there's some magic to him that we still don't know about.
To Dario. Sure.
I love that.
There's definitely something about him that. He can either bring you up or destroy you, and everything he touches is, I think there's a little dark magic there. I don't know, that's the way
I see it.
He's
just a walking monkey's paw. He's a very soggy monkey's paw.
I feel like there's more to Montanza, too. There's, like, where he came from, like, what his purpose there is. Mm. I don't know. Is he really his brother? I mean, like, is there someone else?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I'm not going to sleep tonight.
I don't know.
Does he eat all of Bale or just his head?
Is he going to come back?
Right.
But the temple is like that. It's also its own entity. And so who knows? I mean,
sure.
Maybe he's controlled by the temple itself. Like, when you walk into the temple, you're like, oh, all right, this is...
Yeah. Can we
I don't
get
even know. Can
Dario
we be here?
And Matanza to take Maury Povich DNA test?
I would watch that.
Are you guys brothers? You guys are not the brother.
Matan just gets up, starts pop locking.
I'm free. I just want to read books.
He just throws the key on the ground and
like whatever. Screw your key, you know.
Yeah.
And
like,
that key, what is it really? Oh, that's. I mean. What is it really open?
Right,
what is
right,
it really
right, right.
For? Why is
we
he
know,
so...
We know a use. We know a use
for it.
It.
But is that really...
It looks like it could be a skeleton key. It looks like it could open multiple
It's definitely...
Things.
Maybe his heart...
Absolutely not. Definitely
no,
not.
No, not that. Cool.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Wish
I'll
get off
no,
the list.
You're so sweet.
So speaking of the monster Matanza, El Dragon Azteca Jr. barges in to Dario Cueto's office, not happy, demands a death match with Matanza.
Dario's so chill with it.
Dario's totally fine with it and gets on his bat phone.
The red
gets
phone.
On his bat phone.
I thought he was going to call Matanza, and I was like,
picks up the red phone. That's so dangerous.
I imagine Matanza has like that Zach Morris, like the brick, the brick phone.
Timeout.
Exactly.
I would love to see Matanza. Timeout. See, my brother
look,
really wants me to fight.
Look directly into the camera. Yeah. I bet you're wondering how I got myself into this situation.
It's a good idea.
Matanza breaking the fourth wall. So we've got a main event for tonight. Matanza taking on El Dragon Azteca Jr. in a death match.
But why was Dario apologizing to Azteca? I know that he's like, I didn't coordinate that. Like, it wasn't me. But why does he care? He's never cared before.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes me curious.
He still isn't.
He's pretending to be
he
nice
pretends
guy.
To be caring.
Is and
that
even,
what
like,
it is? Don't
I,
believe him.
How is there a single person on the planet
good,
that
again,
would ever believe
with
it?
A good heart.
I know. Maybe that's it.
You want to have faith.
I do. Especially in my man.
Yeah.
Right?
I know. It's weird. It's
you,
weird.
You
the
love
ones
him?
That I love Dario and I love Marty and there's something wrong with me and I get that. And I see it and I know it. But
you can have Marty. You
cool.
Can have him.
Can I? No.
No one wants to take him.
The temple needs him. You need him.
He's tied up at the moment.
Oh, hey, yes.
We'll get there, right?
We'll get there. We got a long road to hoe.
So we have a main event.
We're at ringside. Of course, we saw last week Vampiro on the receiving end of a flatliner from Mil Muertes. Mm. And he has a very, very bold message for the Man of a Thousand Deaths. He says, your time will come.
Yeah.
Before That's we good. Go to the ring, for Tejano taking on Joey Ryan. What do you guys think? Thoughts?
Of this match?
Yeah.
Joey's storing his blow pop.
Sure.
Didn't he say there was like a piece of hair on it?
Oh, yeah.
Stryker's like, there was a hair. There was one hair.
Stryker also said new meaning to the word blow pop.
You got it.
Stryker's good.
You got it.
He's amazing.
That might have been a single entendre.
Yeah.
I don't think that there was any innuendo there. It's just, Okay, I'm not going to say any more words.
That's
my enough. It's
going to get bad. That lollipop, match. Does it really go in there all the way?
I think it has to.
It does. It has to. I mean, that's... Like, he doesn't wear, like...
Like, between
I don't want to ask him, you know? It's like...
As you shouldn't.
Like... I don't want to ask.
I'm very like, surprised this hasn't resulted in a sponsorship.
Yeah, yeah. It's like just
taking
blow pops.
Way too long. Right. Maybe they Google him and they see all the other things and they're like, no, we can't sponsor that.
But Red Vines
totally
got
sponsored
on board
him.
With it.
Yeah,
that was his wedding though, wasn't it?
No, like it was so many totally. Red Vines
before that. Way before that,
really? Yeah.
They sent up a giant box of Red Vines.
Like he tweeted about Red Vines or something. Didn't he or something like that?
Yeah.
He mentioned that to me. And I was
dude
like,
lives
oh,
on Red Vines.
Yep. Great.
But I was immediately concerned about the toxicity of that lollipop because he put the oil down his underoos.
Right, right.
And then the lollipop, oh, that's probably why it doesn't stick into, that makes more sense.
See, it's practical.
Okay, I'll try
that
out.
It's all pragmatic.
I think, what, the lollipop or just,
oh,
the, yeah. Yeah. Because people love the lollipop. They just want to lick
them. Oh, they really do.
You know, like that Lil Wayne
Give
song.
It to me.
You guys know.
Like Deshaun. Deshaun's like always Tucci. For that. He's
right.
He's
right.
Waiting for that lollipop. At all time. My favorite part of this match was seeing Famous B come down the steps in a cowboy outfit. And
Famous
the way
B,
he walked down
Famous
the steps.
Famous B cosplaying Colonel Parker is the absolute best.
I thought it was Famous B cosplaying Christian Rosenberg from the
SmackDown
of After Show.
Of TV fame.
Yeah.
Right, right. It very well could have been. I love the voice that he put on.
He makes eye contact with me a lot, ooh.
Famous
V, when he's doing that. And he's trying to get me to, like, laugh the whole time, trying to make me... He's, like, looking at me from across the ring, like, am I doing this right? Like, I don't know. I don't,
am I being so
I don't...
Right?
Am I really... Like, I... You... What?
Do you know, believe that I just rode in on a horse?
Yeah. He's so good.
He was trying to.
That
he's
walk
so good.
Was phenomenal.
So
now,
it does, like, a thing,
now,
too.
Now, speaking
like,
of that,
not...
on that topic, there is... There's kind of, like, this veneer of, like, seriousness to your... To your persona in the temple, basically. Yeah. It doesn't look like there's much that breaks it. The rabbit tribe, though, maybe.
Mm, mm-hmm.
I didn't know what was happening. So, there, like, that was, like, a new moment for me. So I'm like, do I like you guys? I don't know. They're funny.
Sure.
Being around Melissa. Like, I was like, oh, and of course people are going to look at that like a sexual thing. Like, of course, do I go on there? I'm like, someone's going to sexualize this, absolutely.
Are people shipping Paul
yeah,
London
absolutely.
Melissa?
Like, Melissa in the ring, and then the ring around the Melissa. And
Melinda?
I'm like, oh, my God.
Well,
so,
he was literally, like, gyrating around you in a jock strap. So, like, I understand.
Yeah, and it has
massive
like,
codpiece.
It has, like, rhinestones on it.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It's really shiny, and it's, distracting. Like, that's probably, like, you have, like, you don't want to look, but you have to.
You have to.
Oh, you
like,
have to.
It's captivating.
Right.
It's, I don't want to say captivating.
Yeah. She's beauty and she's grace.
But it's, you know, you, yeah, just experience it. Yeah.
Sure.
He's awesome. I love Paul. Like,
Paul's the greatest.
He's most a interesting people in the world.
We
best
love Paul
stories
here.
Too. Best stories.
We
right?
do love Paul here.
But yeah, that was really interesting to see those boys. And like, I wasn't sure. Like, I'm like, oh, I kind of like them. They're mm-hmm. interesting. Mm-hmm. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
You know.
But that's what's interesting is seeing your different interactions with them or with Marty the Moth, especially.
And they're absolutely like genuine responses, like to the moment too. Like, I'm like, that's, I just let it happen. Like, I'm like, all right, so Marty, you're going to throw a really wet shirt at me?
Oh, ew. Boy.
I don't know why it's so wet. You've done nothing.
Yeah.
You've literally,
you've
not
literally done not one thing in the ring, but it's wet.
It's
so he's throwing it at
creepy.
Me.
It's just creepy.
Like,
that's the machismo that Razor Ramon used to talk about.
There's always a moment after he's like, are you, I'm sorry. And I'm like, it was like, that was disgusting. You're disgusting. You are.
And he's like, anal.
And he's like,
anal.
He's like, yes.
Yeah,
he's like, I did good.
Yes. No, yes. Yeah. He's like, okay, so that's, yeah. I'm like, okay, just, you know.
Right.
Yeah, and, you know, I whatever. I mean, I've never been put in a situation where I'm incredibly uncomfortable. So, mm-hmm. so far,
just a little
so good. Just a little.
Right.
Yeah, so, yeah.
We'll see where we're at.
Marty pushes those limits, though. Yeah, yeah. Marty definitely...
I feel like the way people have like big match entrances for the big shows, I feel like Marty would have like, how can I be insanely creepy at Ultima Lucha?
Oh, like, God. You guys, there is some stuff.
Oh,
there
boy.
Is some stuff.
So you heard it here.
I'm ready.
Creeps.
Creepsville.
You're going to love
that's
it.
That's what we should have opened with.
Creepsville?
Creep by TLC?
Yeah.
So I creep.
There you go. Get it.
Mm-hmm.
Work. So.
Yeah. Did you guys hear Joey Ryan screaming referee long that after the referee
was
showed up.
The best.
He
I don't
was
know.
Like, in the corner, like referee, referee.
We were in attendance at these tapings.
Oh yeah.
And those referee screams got very loud and very long. Like it lasted for so long.
Longer than it was on the when I saw it.
I believe so.
Wow.
I believe so.
Because the ref was just standing there, like, uh huh. Like, here I am.
I'm here. Yeah. You've summoned me.
I loved it.
You've willed me into existence. but we talked about joy. Cowboy Famous B.
Yeah.
We've got to come up with a name for that iteration, that skin of Famous B.
Yeah.
Cowboy B Famous.
Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. We got it in one. We
Cowboy
got it
Bebop.
In one. They pass a horseshoe, a lucky horseshoe, to Tejano, who looks very, very confused at their presence.
Poor Tejano. As him and Joey Ryan are fighting over that sandpaper snake.
After the sandpaper snake, as Master Hercule loves to call it, he's a little-known member of that reptilian tribe.
Mm.
But Brenda blesses the horseshoe, Tejano uses it for the victory, and now
Brenda.
We've got an uneasy partnership, it seems like.
Yeah.
Because Tejano shoves Famous B on his ass right away.
He couldn't lift his arm. That was the case. He was like trying to raise his arm and he just couldn't lift it. That was so funny.
Yeah.
So good.
But I would like to mention the Bridgeplex that Joey did, which is a name of a move that I know.
There you go.
Everyone?
You're getting
about, like, the
you
slide under pump handle?
I know moves too sometimes.
I am very bad at this. It's like, that's my thing. That's my gimmick.
just being bad at
just being bad at
and
this.
Stuff.
Yeah. But it was beautiful.
Uh-huh.
It was like
gorgeous.
It was so slow,
mm-hmm.
not in like a negative way. It was
like
so
floating.
Controlled.
No, it
yeah.
was slow in like the way like a deadlift German is. Like
yeah.
He's using every bit of strength.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Because Tejano is not a small man.
He's not, and yeah. we don't see a lot of offense from Joey usually,
right?
Because he's he's a comedy character,
and especially especially not in the way of suplexes as well.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a lot of times you see people going after him, and he's reacting to it. But in this case, like it was a very offensive move.
Offensive
in a
cool is a good
way.
Word to put it. It's a good word for it when Joey's doing it.
But he's still lost, however.
Right.
I love announcing Joey like he's walking into a strip club. Like he's like the stripper.
Coming to the stage.
Coming to Joey Ryan.
Get those dollar bills out.
I swear to you. He's the only one I'll announce like that if you guys pay attention to. Like
music,
I'm going to announce him like he's a stripper.
That theme music is perfectly suited.
Yeah, and totally. And I will always announce him like he's a male's like Magic Mike like moment. Like it's just, I can't with him.
I'm sure he really appreciates that though.
Sure.
I think he likes it. I don't even think he notices that I'm announcing him like that because he
probably
just lives
not.
In that all the time.
That's
like,
the
he's
moment.
Just him.
Right.
Oh, Joey.
God bless.
Yes.
No, God bless. We've got Johnny Mundo in ring.
I liked Tejano in this match, by the way.
You did?
He did an amazing house show dive. That was
right?
Really, really good.
Right?
Yeah.
Right, right.
Slingshots over the rope and the guy catches
him
on the
outside.
That was
really good. That was really good.
There you go. There you go.
House show dive.
We've got Johnny Mundo in the ring with a microphone. Accompanied by the Worldwide Underground. Before we get into the segment, let's just talk about Slamtown, the song. Slamtown, colon, the song. Because it's incredible.
Yeah.
go on.
Your thoughts?
You know what? What are your thoughts, guys?
I want to see a music video for this.
Yeah.
There is one.
I think so.
Is there officially? Oh, there is.
Yes, it came out.
Yeah, just... Oh,
oh
my
man.
Gosh. You guys
yeah.
have to play that. Like, yes.
That.
Now I... Yeah.
Can we reenact it?
Boys?
Can
we do a parody
Can we sway it? Can we do a swayed version?
Oh my God, I am kind of the Taya
of
you
the,
and
of,
Mark and...
Yeah.
This is true.
I love this. I love this already. We're cosplaying. What?
Can I be Jack Evans?
Oh.
Yeah. You sure can.
You'd be your brother? Your brother Jack?
My bro. My last name's Evans.
You would definitely be Mundo, so that makes me PJ.
PJ
for
Black.
Sure.
There you go.
You'd for sure be PJ Black.
He's the self-proclaimed mayor of Slamtown, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't he be?
Huh?
Why wouldn't he
of
be?
Of course, obviously. He deemed it so.
You called me the mayor of Slamtown last night.
She was
not
the mayor
like that.
Of Slamtown last night at the bar.
Not
what
like
are we
that.
Talking? Oh, you guys are not like a couple.
No, he's a happily married.
Boofa doofa.
Sorry.
But he did call me that. Oh, look.
Oh, do we got to keep up?
I see. What is happening?
He does it all.
Oh,
he
man.
Plays the music and sings.
He plays all the instruments.
Isn't
the
room.
It's like Dick Van Dyke in the beginning of Mary Poppins.
Let me help you look like a genius. Just hit record.
Did he just say look like a genius?
Okay.
Yeah, this happened. Yeah. Oh, Johnny.
Okay, that's good, Mark.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
This is incredible.
Welcome. Just hearing the words "Welcome to Slam Town."
Yeah, right.
Makes me wildly uncomfortable. I don't want to go there.
No.
I didn't buy tickets.
It's a place to be avoided, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
You drive right through. Mm-hmm. Right,
I think you buy tickets, you just like... You're taken there.
It's invite only.
It's
invite only, and by that you mean like you show up in the back of somebody's truck.
Yeah.
And then you're like, slam down.
Here I am. Here
Welcome
I am.
To Slam Down.
Surprise!
Did you hear the guy in the crowd when Johnny was like, none of you guys believe me? And he was like, no, I believe.
Right. That guy, we've seen that guy at the temple before, and he and I believe his son.
Is that the dude that always starts the chance and he
plays
the
Mundo
can't
sign?
Be, can't
How
be
about
older
he
than
had
10
like
or 11.
The big like Brian Cage head?
Oh,
is
that
him? Like, I'm like, oh, yeah, oh, God, Brian was popping for that hard. He's like, why'd you get the head? I had to leave. I'm like, you know, you don't need that. Like it's
ask,
cute,
ask
but, like, why do you
like,
need
can we
it?
Have that?
Like, right. They will bring you, like, these things, and it's amazing. I love you guys.
Yes.
But sometimes I don't want to know what to do with that. Like, my mom comes over. Oh, yeah, here's Brian's head.
Here's
Brian's
head. That's
like,
fine.
It's not Brian. Yes, Mom, it's just the world I live in.
If he's
you know?
Not at dinner, you can just put it there and be like, how was your day?
It's like Batman. How's the soup? Right, exactly. Sometimes, not the weirdest thing that's been found in that temple, I'm sure.
No, definitely
no it's
not.
Like,
definitely
yeah, not. They're awesome. I love them. Like,
the believers are something
oh
else,
God,
for
they're
sure.
They're
so
like
intense.
My favorite.
So intense.
Yeah.
But regardless, Johnny Mundo and the Mac have an all-night-long match for the Lucha Underground Championship coming up. Mm-hmm. According to Johnny Mundo, the Mac is not built to last all night long.
Lies.
That's what he thinks.
He's the Mac, who he so cleverly refers to as Stomac, which got a laugh out of me.
Do you get it?
Right. Thank you, Mark. You got it. You don't get it? Like a stomach.
Oh,
like his,
wow.
Like his stomach is large.
Right? Everyone laughed.
Plumber's crack in the front.
I love him.
Right.
Willie Mack's the best person on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
He's amazing.
He's the only one.
There's only one of him.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. There's only one of Willie Mack. Only one chocolate juggler.
Have you guys, do you guys follow him on his social media?
Yeah.
Do you follow his Snap?
No.
You have to.
I
don't know
that.
What it is. I'm going
to
find
right
it.
Now.
Like, you have to. The funniest things ever. I can't even recreate it because you just have to experience it. He will, like, record, like, just a cat. But he'll have like
the
best. He's like, this damn cat. Look at that cat.
Y'all seen this cat before?
Y'all see that? Look at that cat just eating that fish.
My favorite.
Just like, what? And it's so funny. Like, and like,
hold
what
up.
Is he
hold
doing?
Up. Hold
I'd have thought.
The Willy arm. Nothing beats the Willy arm.
Why? And then it's hilarious. Like, I have to, I can't wait. And he doesn't, like, snap all the time, so, like, I look forward to it. Like,
that's,
when I see it.
When
like,
he does, he makes it count.
That's
yes.
special.
Right.
Yes, Fool, he's amazing.
Shut up, bitch.
Right. I met him at a Championship Pro Wrestling from Hollywood,
right.
which is, Ty is a manager at that.
Right.
And so I met him there, and I was like, I just think you're so great, and I think you're so cool, and I just love you so much. And he was like, well, at least somebody does. And then walked away, and I was like, you're so cool.
Willie can have the greatest
doesn't even
match.
Know how cool he
the
is.
Greatest match in recorded history. And he'll be like, is that right, I guess?
Yeah.
That's
yeah. That's the beauty of who he is. He's so humble and, like, just, he's...
Right.
There's nothing else that he would be doing in the world. Like,
I
can't imagine
people.
Them being, like, who he is. Like, I can't imagine him in an office, like, selling me insurance for anything.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Like, I would go to him. Like, I'm like, this is my insurance agent.
I would
but
go just for
imagine?
The story alone,
like,
yeah.
He's amazing.
He's a dentist.
He's wonderful.
He's like, oh, that's gross.
He's just amazing. And this is it. I can't see him doing
I'm
going to
write Willie Mack fan fiction. Him, like, as a dentist.
But it's him in his, like, everyday life.
Him, like as a real estate agent. They're like, I don't know what has a couch. Like, buy it.
Bathroom.
Yeah. Oh, like the hotel like snap. He's like, this is a... So look at that motherfucking tub. That's a motherfucking tub. Motherfucking bird. He's like outside of like, oh, Willie, oh, you're the best. Then there's like
dream.
A golf resort. He's like, I'm just gonna go golf now. And he's like, you're not golfing, but you should. And I want to
and
see
it's,
this.
It's probably in the Stone Cold voice.
Yes, oh, he's man. Amazing. He's my favorite. One of my favorites.
It's like Jet Li the one, but it's all just Willie Max.
Right, exactly.
That'd be amazing.
Like I said, he's the
so
one.
Good. Yeah, Willie.
So
So
Willie Mack is not going to take this lying down.
Mm-mm.
He's not going
to. Oh, hell to the no.
Oh, hell no.
He's going to come out. Yeah. He's going to start throwing out stunners.
He's going to stun everybody.
To everyone in attendance.
Including security.
He's shit-canning people left and right. He's giving out stunners.
The best.
It's pretty amazing.
I awesome. Liked it. For a second, I was like, wait, are you being a bad guy? And then I was like, nah. You're
but what's crazy me. What's crazy is that there's strong. Is that there's even that much security in the temple. Like I don't,
never
I've never
seen,
seen it.
We've
before.
Never seen like NPC security before.
Event staff.
And, but I love that Mundo.
How many guys were there? There was like seven?
There might have been like eight or nine. Might have
really?
Been.
I know. I, saw,
I didn't know where I they came from. I was like, oh,
there are, there are a few people.
I saw Watts immediately, and I was like, I know that hair.
There are a few familiar faces. Yeah, we haven't really seen the security, but it makes sense that Johnny Mundo would have the clout to be like, security, come attack Willie Mac for me on my behalf.
Oh, he's so bad.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy to think that he started out as one of the top technicos on the show.
Yeah.
That is weird.
Right?
Because he's so obnoxious now?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's
he's
very weird.
He's such kind of like a natural born Rudo, if you will.
Yeah.
He really
Rudo.
Is.
Rudo.
And I will.
Call me Rudo boy.
You know.
He's Willie a Rudo boy. Willie shirt, though.
Oh, yes.
That need to be for sale.
Willie's gear.
I want one
Willie's always got great t-shirts. He had one. What was it? Was it Sugar Daddy's, that candy?
Oh, yeah.
That it was in the style of the font?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I'm not familiar.
No, you're not.
Me and Melissa are not familiar.
His very first shirt, it was a Hershey bar, only it said Willie Mac.
And chocolate juggalo.
On the back was a hatchet man with an afro and a pick.
Amazing.
Oh.
But stunners all around. And Willie Mac proclaims that he is going to whoop that ass all night long.
And picks up that title. And how fucking badass did he look with
looks
that title?
Looks so good with that title.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, holy shit, Willie looks dope holding that title.
Right? It makes the championship looks good with the Willie Mac for
it does.
Sure.
So it looks good on the Mac.
Sure, absolutely.
Feeling it.
He deserves it.
So we've got all night long coming up here.
Mm.
But next up, we've got a debuting superstar, a challenger appears.
Veneno.
Hit the button on the zone. We have a challenger.
Right, exactly.
The challenger.
The Street Fighter challenger appears. Veneno, brand new to the temple.
Yeah.
Of course, looks a little familiar.
Guess what he's got on his forehead?
What's that?
Spider.
He sure does.
He's got a spider on his forehead.
We've seen those in the last few weeks around the temple.
Yeah.
Right. But I feel like it's basically like been outright told to us that it is a certain officer.
Oh, you see the mask when she's holding
it up. In the recap. Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
We know what's
happening.
Get it.
We got it. We know your game.
Smarties.
Reyes. We know it.
Yeah. Oh, it was him. Oh. Fooled me.
It wasn't Joey. Right.
Fooled me.
You got it.
Gotcha.
Oh.
I thought it was Brad Armstrong.
Arachnoman, there you go. What a pull. But Veneno, of course, takes on the newly gauntleted machine that they call Cage.
Mm.
And doesn't do too poorly. Gets an Enziguri in there. Gets a little bit of offense. A little bit.
Okay. Come on. He did this really amazing. There's this really amazing spot that was so simple, but so gorgeous. He did like a super simple chest kick, and then Cage was just like, really?
No. Yeah.
Oh, cute. Like, I was like, yes, boy. Get it.
He was tickled by it.
It was, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay.
Thank you.
You want to play like
draft?
That? Cool. There was a brand new Cage attitude in this.
Sure.
It was subtle, but it was there.
There
for
was
sure.
More aggro than
like,
usual.
Like, I saw the, like, Terminator, like, thing.
The claps.
Well, I didn't know how to say clap. This thing in the corner when he was like, yeah. I know what you're going to do, so just do it right now. And I was like, yes! I see it! And I love it.
So before this match starts, you have this lovely blue dress and this lovely necklace.
Oh,
so
sure.
I wanted to talk about your wardrobe, because you always look stunning.
Thank
do you get
you.
To pick out all your outfits, or do you show up and they're like, this is what we have for you to choose from?
Yeah, both. So what we do now, first season was a little bit different, but they still always choose everything for me. We get together before the season starts and we start picking things. And so we just try to rearrange them. But it also will change depending on what needs to happen in the ring. So sometimes I have to wear something different. But yeah, I have a wardrobe lady department that's amazing. They handle all like the wrestler's wardrobe as well. And they piece everything together and make everything just like come together really well. And so they handle my stuff too. And it's fun. They dress up. It's a good time. And they dress me. So I stand there and they're like, all right, next. And so, because a lot of my changes are so fast. Mm. So I have to have someone doing that or else I'd walk out and like, I don't know.
And also that's just fun.
They'd be like a nip slip or something like that. Like they make sure that I don't come out and then I'm like not knowing what the heck's going on because I'm thinking of other things, you know, so.
Right. You're thinking of Martin Lawson soaking wet t-shirt.
I have no idea what's going to happen, but it's fine. I can't wait to...
Do you have a favorite look over these two and a half seasons?
No. I have some ideas for like what I want to do in the next season. Mm-hmm. You know, it hasn't been officially announced, but... Mm-hmm. You know, God willing, we continue. I have some ideas, so it's going to be a little bit different.
Yeah. Full goth. I get it.
I don't know. There's something I want to do.
Yeah.
But it's fun. I get to play dress up, and then a lot of times I get to keep a lot of
really?
Those.
Really?
I was going to ask that.
That was my next question. And
you know, you make friends with the wardrobe lady mm-hmm. in the wardrobe department. They let you keep stuff. Susan, thank you.
There you go.
Also, yeah,
big ups to Susan.
Yeah.
Also, before this match starts, you hit us with the 559.
That's such a bad announcement.
Where you came up with that?
I have no idea. Like, I just said it.
When you announce someone with just an area code, you kind of have to say it like that.
I don't know. I was like, I've never been to the 559.
hearing you say it like that is so alarming.
I've never been there.
It was always
before.
From Chico, right?
I know the Valley Girl came out of me.
Well, I've never been to the 559.
I've never been there before because I live in Studio City. So, very Valley Girl of
Hearing
me.
Hearing you say 559 in any other way is so astonishing.
It's just so much fun to say. Like, I'm like, the fuck?
You put a lot of English on it.
I'm going to say it like that. Yeah. I don't know what it is. I'm going to embrace, like, Willie Mack.
She's just
559. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just fun to say that.
I love it.
And it's it wasn't something that we were going to do. I keep looking over there, guys, because, like, Brian Cage is sitting on the couch.
Spoilers!
Sorry, I ruined it for everyone. My bad. Everyone's like, God, Melissa, damn it! I mean, because I feel like everyone's like, what is she staring at? But it's like,
it's
like everywhere.
It's just a machine.
It's
just like this, yeah.
She's just looking at the cameras and mistaking all the machines for Cage.
Oh, is that you? No, it's
no,
him.
I'm
it's
so
a
confused.
But they don't call it Cage.
But it was fun. Don't. Like, we weren't going to say that. It was like from the 559. They call him and it's like, who's they? Who's they? Hey, we don't know who they is. That's another thing. We might find out who they
that's a
are.
Question I didn't know we needed the answer.
I don't even know. But we're like, who calls him that?
I just accepted it. I was like, yeah, they do.
I guess they do.
We are all they.
Yeah.
They,
they
is we.
I do know. I am they and I do call that.
I am me and me is they.
People didn't like it at first, I think. They were like, who the heck is they? It's so stupid.
It's the same people
all the time.
It's the same people that call Vader.
I love WWE all the time. Sorry. My bad. Sorry. There's more wrestling out there, guys. That guy. Ah. I said it.
She said it because I
said it. Hey,
to.
I love. I've learned to love all wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
And I love WWE too. Like, I'm not sitting here just saying, like, oh, God, like, there's one wrestling company that is like obsolete, and that's really what I'm saying. There isn't, you know. And so when
sure.
I that's why I try not to go onto like blogs or stuff like that, because the overall census is that Lucha Underground is a great product. So whether you accept the fact that there's acting in it, whether or not you feel like it's great acting or not, it's what it is, and that's the product. And a lot of times, when I first started, it started getting to me. Like, I'm like, why don't they like this or what? And I'm like, God, you know what? I'm not gonna make everyone happy, you know? So, and I'm like, why does she say that like this? Or why is she doing this? Or like, oh my God, you know? I'm like, oh my gosh, guys.
Well, and that's
take it for what it is and embrace it. I don't believe that.
Lucha Underground is a
don't
show.
Don't watch wrestling if you're
going to do that.
Right.
It's wrestling.
We've never seen a wrestling show like Lucha Underground before,
no.
And we've talked about it so much that that's so much of the appeal,
yeah.
Is that people that don't even necessarily like wrestling are big fans of the show.
I have friends who are like, oh, that's so cool. Like, oh, you're part of that. And I'm like, yeah, Lucha Underground. I remember when I first started, they're like, oh, okay. And now they're like, hey, can we go get tickets to the show? I'm like, guys, I can't even get my own parents
right,
in anymore because
right.
It's so over now. Yeah. And before it wasn't, people still didn't know how to like digest it, and it's very understandable. I get it, like, it's very different, there's
mm-hmm.
nothing like it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like you have to be open minded. Change is hard for people, and change is hard for me too, you know. But it's sometimes when you're open to that change, like, you're open to new experiences. What are you going to live in, like, this bubble? Like, oh, I don't just only watch this.
Right.
That's great. Watch it for that. But it's kind of like saying, I'm only going to listen to DMX, which is pretty sweet. You guys heard that.
I mean, that would make a very aggressive person.
But yeah, but exactly, all the time.
Imagine the person who's like, I only listen to DMX.
You know, that's it. But you want to, there's also that side of you that might want, I love country music. I want to listen to some, you know, Mr. Paisley. I want to listen to that. That's the mood I'm in. But I feel like that's what's cool about Lucha Underground. You're like, I'm in this like mood today. Mm-hmm. I'm going to watch Lucha Underground. And I feel like that's, we bring that to the table. And I mean, I don't want to say me. I go out there and I announce these incredible people who do amazing things. Mm-hmm. I'm just sitting there going, I'm so lucky to be sitting here watching this, you know, and being so close to it. Unless it's Marty, you know. I really don't want to be that close.
Such a soggy boy.
You are the through line throughout everything. You are the only constant.
Yeah.
So in a way, not to like blow smoke, but in a way, you are like, you're the thread of Lucha Underground. Because you're... No problem. Yeah, like, you're the only constant in it. So, like, it's something that we... No, we're gonna see you every week. Like, I don't know I'm gonna see Willie every week.
Right.
I don't know I'm gonna see. Although I would love
even
to see him all the time.
You don't always see
exactly.
Every
even
week.
He was gone for
even
some time.
He was gone for a hot minute. Yeah, exactly.
People were asking me, where is he? I was like,
on his yacht.
On his boat. He totally legitimately has a boat.
That's what Taya
like,
told us.
Yeah, he does. El Jefe.
Right.
Yeah. El Jefe on a boat.
He was like,
I'm on a boat.
Yeah. I just imagine him like in nautical gear.
I'm on a boat.
In it nautical gear, just lighting things on fire and then throwing them into the ocean. Like,
I can because I'm El Jefe.
Exactly.
His phone's on the boat. Like, why is that red phone on the boat?
That
like,
red
he brings
phone?
It everywhere.
What is that even connected to?
Is he making calls?
His name is I'm kind of a big deal.
That's the whole name,
of the boats.
We've got more episodes to get.
Oh, true,
to.
True.
Oh, forget about the episode.
But Cage hits Venano.
It's hot in here, guys.
Cage hits Venano with the Discus Lariat. Hits him with the Drill Claw. He ain't getting up from that. Pins him for the 1-2-3. But that's not it for Veneno, because as we've seen, Sexy Star has been tormented.
That's his real name.
If that's his real Mr. Veneno.
Yeah.
Veneno was my father. No. We've seen Sexy Star tormented by spiders the last couple weeks.
It's driving her crazy.
Believe it or not, it was not Mariposa. Despite the fact that
she kicked
the shit out of her
We
for
all
it.
Knew it wasn't Mariposa.
We all knew. Butterflies and spiders, not the same thing.
Why did she think it was Mariposa? Did we ever get a conclusion to that?
Just creatures. It's just...
Just creatures?
It's just creatures.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
I don't know. And also, if it were to be anybody, I'd be like, of course it was Mariposa.
Sure,
like,
sure.
If it were going to be anybody.
Big one it is.
Yeah.
Sure, exactly. But Sexy Star comes out and... Just beats
the
hell. Boots him right in the face.
Casual Sexy Star. I love a casual sexy star.
Cash sex.
You want to try that again?
Well,
cash sex.
Let's take that back.
Cash sex.
That
is
never
like
happened.
A thing.
You can just cut that out, right, guys?
Cash star is what I meant to
edit
say.
Edit that out, yeah.
Cash star.
Cash
oh,
star
we're
is
live,
the,
though, right?
Cool, yeah.
It almost sounds like Coinstar, though.
It
almost
sounds like Coinstar. I don't think that there's a cool way to do this.
Yeah.
Cash star
taxes you 10 cents on the dollar. It's not a very efficient system.
Not cool.
But she boots Veneno in the face, gives him a right screaming at.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. But you know what? I doubt it was him.
Well, no,
I'm telling you, it's got to be a shapeshifter of some kind.
It's not him.
You think that spider is a person?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Absolutely.
So, yes,
that's
to
a
what
good,
end?
That's a, well.
See?
Could it be a possibility? I don't know.
We've seen weirder
things.
Yeah.
Crazier
shit has happened.
There is a wrestling dragon that is millennia old.
Yeah.
But why would it be Veneno?
Right.
Why would it be him? To
right.
what end? What would that
Maybe
achieve?
The lieutenant put him up to it. Maybe that's part
just
of
just like as a cool prank?
Maybe it's part of the investigation.
It's a cool prank.
It's misdirection.
Okay. Veneno's a big time prankster.
Mm.
I don't know if you guys know.
Mm. I didn't know. We just met him.
Translates into big time
prankster. Veneno means
big
time prankster. Roughly translated.
Yeah.
Backstage.
You guys are really good at Spanish. It's like...
Oh,
we're
see.
Of,
so I know.
Good. I don't know
yeah.
if you know.
See? Yeah.
We're kind of nailed it here.
Yeah.
Bruno? I don't know if you guys are.
Dear man. The roll of the R.
El inframundo.
I can't do it. All the languages I speak, the R's are like... So I can't speak anything sexy.
Rachel speaks
what
Hebrew.
What is that language?
It's Hebrew and French.
Oh, sweet. sweet.
It's a lot of phlegm.
You got
it's
it.
It's not very sexy.
God, I freaking love matzo ball soup.
Thank you. You
know that? Like, I am like...
For saying that.
I just want to let you guys know that I'm like, love soup.
Hot take, guys. That's going to be the
all
headline.
Day.
Are you going to Jerry's Deli or...
I feel like it's a little too, like, overrated.
Thank you.
Matzo ball soup.
Not quite underground
enough?
Like,
I'd rather, you know. I see what you did
he
there.
Did
it's
it.
Good. I like it. But yeah.
Yes. On fire tonight.
But yeah, matzo ball soup. Sweet.
Give me a jam.
I relate to you on that.
Anytime you guys ever make it to the temple, any soup makes me happy. Like, like
just all throw that. It at her.
Just
you're
soup.
Here first. Bring soup
don't
to the temple.
Don't throw soup at me.
Bring just, soup
like,
to
unless
the
it's like in a little, like,
a thermos.
Just
thermos.
There you
throw
go. Then you can.
Thermoses of soup,
at me.
Melissa Santos.
Yes. That's me.
Fans, that's fans me. Bring the soup, Matt.
Yeah. I love it.
The soup Nazi the from soup. Seinfeld shows up.
Yes!
Soup of mass destruction.
Why isn't Seinfeld still on TV?
Why not?
Oh, they're all so old and
so sad.
I know, I don't care, I'd still watch it.
Backstage.
Love it.
What's that? That's why Marty's shirts are so wet.
He's wearing soup?
He knows that
I
soup
wouldn't
is your
mind.
Weakness.
Damn.
He knows it's your weakness.
Don't let him watch this. He's not just... watching this, is he?
Actually, he very much is.
He's why well, he's watching this live and in person.
Oh. You can come out now.
Stop it. This door opens
the
like the Kool-Aid like man.
The oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like David Pumpkins.
Any questions?
Like, David S. Pumpkins.
Scare the hell out
can't
of you. Okay, backstage.
Matt, guys.
We've got, no, not Matt not yet. Matt. We've got Prince Puma with some sweet Kali sticks. Training on the heavy bag.
Looking like Steve Blackman over there.
Oh, that's all we needed was some Lethal Weapon music.
I felt like it was more
start
of a
rapping,
blue...
no.
It was more of like a Blue Man Group moment. I was like, yes, stomp.
Oh my god, a Pooh Man Group. but he's got... We see Prince Puma. He's visited by the specter that is Katrina.
Sure.
They've got... That's the noise that we make whenever
Katrina shows up.
Just like that.
That's how she shows up.
Spooky,
spooky. I'm here now.
Spooky. Exactly.
If I were Katrina, that's what I would say. I'm here
she's
now.
I'm here. Guys, I'm here.
Hello, it's me.
I don't know
she's
if you
like
saw.
Everywhere.
I had teleported here.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
Hey, I did have a teleporter.
But they've got similar but opposite visions. She says that you're never the same
once you die.
That the voices come back with you.
Mm.
And that, you know, they've both got these visions of blood and pain. Of course, Prince Puma, it's not his blood, but Mil Muerte's. Katrina's vision, it's not Mil's, but it's Puma's. Who's to say?
Who's to say? Who is to say? Well, let's see what happens.
Right. Yeah. Let's see whose visions come to fruition. Good. And what part Jeremiah Crane might play in this.
Oh, I love him.
I know.
Oh, man.
With his Ouija board, his ancient Ouija board.
Yeah.
It's like that character was made for me.
Ouija board, man.
Well, you know, you don't mess with that. You don't mess with the Ouija board. You never know what's going to come through.
No.
But I like somebody who does mess with the Ouija board because I'm like, oh, you're dangerous.
I know. That seems to be a thing with you.
Yeah, no, I...
She's got a type.
I have a type, and it's murder.
Not murderers.
No.
Murder.
Just like the essence of it.
Well, there is the Boyle Heights connection to the Night Stalker that you've discussed before.
Do you know this? I'll tell you later. I'll tell you after.
Yeah.
There's a very cool Boyle Heights
Night Stalker, Boyle Heights. but we've got a main event. We've got a death match between the Monster Matanza and Dragon Azteca Jr.
D-match.
We've got a D-match. Guys, thoughts on this D-match?
So can we talk about the fact that we were at these tapings and he punched the window?
Didn't see? That was like real life.
Oh, God.
And then they were like, yeah, this match is not going to continue.
Right.
And oh, that's what happened?
I don't know how much we can talk about that, but...
No, it's okay.
Shit goes down to the temple.
Yeah, it's nuts. Like, come on, guys.
A lot
of blood. Wrestling's not real.
Like,
give me a break.
A lot of blood.
Besides,
a machine. Like, I thought, like, they had, like, a squeezy kind of, like,
right.
blood
it
thing.
It shouldn't the prop department.
Yeah, I was like, dang,
it
Susan.
It shouldn't have been real.
Nice. Handles my wardrobe, handles the blood pump. I was like, is that blood? I'm like, no. And he's holding, I was like, that's his hand.
That's his human blood.
Like,
that's,
yeah. He, like, his wrist got slit open.
No.
Right.
Nope.
Yep.
Yeah,
and see, that's part of, where being that close to it sometimes is...
Yeah, but luckily...
Intense.
He got better.
Yeah, he's good.
Luckily, he got better. We got the rest of this.
Then you got punched.
Oh man!
I don't know.
Oh, he's the one who got punched in the episode.
I got punched in the face on this episode.
Look how he laughs.
He loves it. He does love it.
It was a very weird day in my life, getting punched by a face-eating monster. You know, it's fine.
Thing. I've punched you before. What are you talking
about?
Facing?
I am.
Rachel did used to be a boxer.
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Honey. That's me. I'm a boxer.
I was very intimidated.
Matanza tosses his tech in the air and you think he's going to hit the pizza DDT.
Right.
It's a pizza Rana.
We haven't seen that DDT in so long.
So good.
I feel like if it's the pizza DDT, there's got to be some sort of Bagel Bites tie-in.
Did you see... Excuse me. You're about to be so impressed.
Okay.
Did you see the... Powerbomb to baby cradle suplex. Those are all
baby
words.
Baby cradle.
Those are all words that I know now.
The baby cradle. Where did that
go? Oh, I made it up.
Okay, that's what I thought.
No, I didn't make it up. That's Cage made it up.
Did you make it up? That suplex is legitimately one of my absolute favorite moves to watch because it's so the torque that he gets on that suplex.
Like Brian baby cradles everyone. Like, are really you not? So like, everybody's a baby. Like, oh, yeah, okay, that was a baby cradle.
If you hold that's anything, just it's does. A baby cradle.
It's a baby yeah. cradle. Right, exactly.
It's huge.
But you're insane. Exactly right. The reversal yeah. into that swinging side of suplex.
Oh, so
I've never
good.
Seen anything like
right,
that.
Right, right, right.
I loved
right.
it.
It was great.
I like the baby cradle suplex better.
Yeah. Also, Stryker said, shiny things distract Matanza.
This is true.
He's a face-eating monster, but don't wear shiny jewelry or else.
He did say that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know.
Well, he gets distracted by that chair in the corner.
Mm-hmm. Well, he looked at it like, this is a chair.
This sure is a chair.
I was waiting for he has him those to moments, pop over and like drop kick him in the back right into the chair, face first.
Well, I love the moments that aren't quite that elegant. I love when Dragon the Second Jr. just threw it at his face. Yeah.
Well, that's why I like, ooh, too soon. We'll talk about it later.
Uh-huh.
But that's the reason why I like Rey Mysterio is because he is not, he's very sloppy, but not sloppy bad. He's sloppy like, oh, I'm just doing this because it's, this is,
right.
it's a, feels impromptu.
Sure.
And like those moments that are not so graceful are the moments that I love.
Absolutely.
Cool.
We get Matanza at one point gets him in a fireman's carry, chucks him into the ring post. A fellow chucker, as we
a little chucker, eh? I'll do it for you.
As we like to say.
A fellow chucker, eh?
Yes. Yeah. Classic. New Nancy would make an appearance in this episode.
Hi, Nance.
But then the way that mug is going down by the end of this episode.
I know. I keep like hitting it. I talk with my hand, so I'm like, oh, like I,
how
this
cool.
whole place is going to be like destroyed by the
That's
time
fine.
I'm done.
I love anarchy. Let's
Come
do
on,
it.
Let's just do it.
Right.
Burn this place up.
Burn this mother down.
You better not.
You better not.
What's in this?
Did you? Oh, nothing no. anymore.
the way he carries Dragon the Second Jr. up those
like
stairs.
Unreal.
Just like completely. It was a sacrifice to the gods.
Right.
Like, oh, let me go bring you to the altar.
Exactly.
Like a sack of potatoes.
It freaks
me out anytime someone's like going up those stairs
yeah.
for like any reason. So,
right.
Like,
that's
just
no good.
So many things.
Well, and
happen.
They've made Matt Stryker like, and Vampiro, they've made that comparison before where it's like the steps to an Aztec temple
Always.
Where they would kick the head
down
the steps.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Not good.
But once
the
you
spider
get...
monkey moment.
Oh, God, I love that.
Azteca was just like, I'm going to jump up here now.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
You can't get me.
I'm no. so afraid for him.
Yeah, once you go up there, as we saw in the No Mas match, bad stuff happens.
Yep.
And yeah. as we saw with Dragon the Second Jr., he gets chokeslammed through the bleachers.
Yeah. Into the abyss.
Into the abyss.
It
right.
literally looks like that moment, like, in any cartoon when somebody's falling off of a cliff and then you just don't see them anymore.
Well, and you, like, you even saw the smoke,
no,
exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Louises.
But so out comes El Rey himself, Rey Mysterio, to check on the fallen
Sweet Baby
friend.
Ray.
Sweet Baby Ray, exactly.
Sweet Baby, that was my boxing name.
Was it really?
Yeah. Because I was way too nice to people
in the
ring.
The stories that she has are kind of alarming.
Really bad.
You
really
can't be nice in boxing.
Yeah,
you're
I know.
So nice.
That's why they call me that.
That's why.
I wasn't great.
I'll be the first to tell you.
Wasn't great.
I was a bad boxer.
Hey, silver medalist in the Golden Gloves. You watch your time.
There you go.
Oh.
So they were the silver gloves.
I can announce this if it's about to go down.
Oh. Thank you.
By the end of the season.
We're definitely going to fight.
By Ultimate Delicious Face. You guys watch. Spears are coming.
So many deadlifts.
Riper's trident.
Riper's trident, exactly. So Rey comes out, mm-hmm. check on his friend.
Yeah.
Matanza, as we know, is on the warpath towards Rey Mysterio because Rey cost him the Lucha Underground Championship.
Sure.
That he punched a perfect question mark in blood.
In blood, into the cement wall. that's when Matanza starts clearing out the bleachers. I got punched in the face. Nope, you know, it's fine. I'm better now.
He hucked, what's his name?
How did that feel?
Oh, God. So not bad. Great. Not great. He's got very, very, very large forearms. He's a, I don't know if you guys know, he's a large man.
He's a large man.
He's a large man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. The way that this ended mm-hmm. was
oh yes,
so my favorite thing.
So we get this incredible brawl between Rey Mysterio and Matanza, which culminates in a back body drop through the roof of Dario's office from Rey to Matanza.
And everyone was surprised.
Right.
Every person in the temple was like,
oh
my god.
Oh.
Oh no. Even Rey was like, oh, I did that. Right. Sorry. I,
yeah. Was that me?
Yeah. And I love that.
He turned
like,
into Urkel for a second?
I love that. Dario, just get out of my room. Everyone, get out of my room.
Get out of my room.
Mom!
The way he's banging.
He, like, kicked everyone out.
The way he's banging the top of the bell
I freaked is out. Incredible. Someone started screaming, he's coming! I was like, oh, shoot!
Right.
I was not even, I don't even know, I ran. And then people were just, like, leaving. Well, like, he was literally, was like, screw everyone.
Speaking of that mass exodus, we see you. We see you on your way out of the temple.
Look what I literally wrote.
What does that say?
It says, watch out, Mel Marty's coming.
It says that, guys.
That's how I take notes.
We see Melissa Santos on her way out of the temple.
Oh my god. Went through the roof.
Oh, my secrets.
They're copious notes.
This is Spider Monkey Azteca.
It says all this, guys. This is true.
She's on her way out of the temple. She's taking selfies with believers. Of course.
Very kind of you.
Of course, where Melissa Santos is, you know Marty the Moth isn't far behind.
Yeah,
He's watching from afar, but then he gets captured.
Yeah.
Don't you ever think that he just loves you?
And maybe in his own way.
He doesn't know how to express it. Because that feels reasonable to me. I've watched people.
I think you have a thing for guys who don't know how to express certain emotions.
Maybe that's true.
And that's probably the least
fine,
of their worries.
But I can help you through that. Like that was like something I would deal with before.
That actually might be for the best.
I have love
but
for
we
you.
See, we see Marty himself be taken.
He's too scary.
I didn't see that coming.
He's too scary.
Did you guys see Marty being taken?
Once it happened, I was like, hell yeah. Once it happened, I knew exactly what was happening.
I don't remember seeing the actual moment where he's taken. I don't know why. I just see him in the room.
So
and
he's
then
taken,
the flickering
hood over his head.
Yeah.
It's a quick moment.
Mariposa has him cocooned up the way they had Sexy Star cocooned.
Well,
in their affluent upper middle class suburb home.
This felt La Jolla. More.
There you go, exactly.
Also, look at this. Look at this note.
What does that one say?
He likes being tied up.
You have a
noted.
Thing for him.
I feel like we all could have seen that one coming.
But I do feel like this tie-up situation is a little bit more symbolic than what it was with Sexy Star. Because I feel like he is becoming something else. It is literally a transformation.
Literally a cocoon. You're right. Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
I just feel like...
Did you just get that?
He scares me.
No.
So I feel like he's more aggressive always.
Yeah.
He doesn't like... It started cute. Like, you're like, oh, okay. And then it's just like, oh, no. It's just like weird.
Right.
It's super creepy.
Now,
from far away.
I think it's going to become more violent,
as we've
probably.
Said many times, it's crossing into dandy territory.
He started sending flowers and chocolate, and now he sends, like, pictures of me.
Right.
So, where did you get these pictures
so,
from?
Yes.
I
yes,
know.
Yes, yes, yes.
Like, what are you doing?
So, basically, yeah, Mariposa is the one that took him. She says, you have my attention. You're not that little boy anymore, because, as we know, he chokeslammed her not too long ago.
Love this family dinner.
And so now it looks like he says he did good. He says this is all part of the plan.
Mm-hmm. Good.
It's all coming together.
I'm into it.
Well, this is some weird stuff. Melissa, we have so much more that we want to talk about. Fortunately, we can't. But this was an incredible mid-season finale.
Yes.
We're going to miss the show while it's gone. But
I wish there wasn't a no puedo hablar. It's a mid-season finale.
Oh, boy.
You did great. Yeah,
so
you could be
matzo ball.
Honestly, you could be Jewish.
I
have curly hair, too.
Really?
Like, I have the Jew curl. Like,
figure it out.
Yeah.
Join the tribe. We're welcoming.
We're one of the tribes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I wish there wasn't.
It's just like a bunch of Jews. Like, do you guys need any
talking? Can we just keep the drinks coming?
We don't have a concrete date as to when Lucha Underground will be back.
It's
right?
Summer.
So
what does that mean?
It'll be a while.
My heart is broken.
But we sent this off on such a good note. But we'll be coming back with a vengeance when the season's back. I know it's rough, but you can find us on social media. But until then, Melissa, where can they find you?
IG, my Instagram, IG.
You know.
OMG. Melissa Santos Official, and on Twitter, it's Mel Santos. I actually just changed it, so it's Mel Santos. You guys can follow me there.
There you go.
Or just Google my name. Everything just comes up, because I won't stop talking on my social
course,
media.
Of course, and I can't believe this didn't come up. You can watch Celebrity Apprentice as well.
Oh, yeah, I'm on that show.
Yep. No big deal.
You're going to be a boss?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger's secretary on Celebrity Apprentice.
It's pretty dope.
Yeah, Arnold.
Rachel, where can they find you?
Not on a Celebrity Apprentice. That's very cool.
It's really fun, yeah. It's good times.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Rachel Sam Evans or Rachel Sam Vans. Depends on how your brain works. And also www.youtube.com/snarled for all of your womanly needs. Cool.
Like,
that's how I'll end it. That's how I'm going to end this mid-season finale.
This half of the season. Bye. Jimbo, where can they find you?
Follow me on Twitter at Jimbo in the Booth. And this has been so much fun and a great time.
This has been incredible. How about you? This has been incredible. Guys, you can find me online at Ty Matthews PMA, as well as various other after shows at TyMatthews.com. All that good stuff.
Get in here. You guys have to see this sweet shirt he's wearing.
Look at this shirt. He doesn't even fit.
I'm putting myself over, guys.
Guys, until next time.
Where's the gauntlet?
Viva la lucha.
Viva la lucha. Yes.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.